praise his name.
Thank you very much, Pastor Fiani. Thank you very much. What a wonderful testimony session we have had. Bless God. Brother Barker, you bless my heart. You are not eating hard food, but you're eating. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless God. God is good. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. What a month. What a month we have had as a church. Right. What a month of ministry, fellowship, and worship. What a month we have had. We just want to bless the Lord for this Lenten season. He has been so good to us. We have seen different things in terms of his word is doing, and we seem to embrace him a lot more for what we have learned from him over this period. And it is against that background that I'm going to minister tonight. And I just want to give God the glory, the praise that he deserves. Our sisters are going to close off this this series or this month on Sunday. And I can't wait to hear what they have to say. It has been an uplifting month as we focus up on the triumphant entry into Jerusalem and everything that has to do with Lent, as we focus our attention on what he has done and what he has achieved for us in terms of our salvation. We wait to hear the final presentation on Sunday, and I trust that all of us will be here to listen to the sisters, the message that I believe that they will receive from the Lord. But tonight I would like to use for a topic on the passage Sister Bennett read, presenting you faultless. That is what Jude said in the closing part of his letter. After Jude explained to all of us the challenge that the church faced. If you read Jude, and I invite all of us to go there and read Jude, what he has to say. And towards the end, he gave us a benediction. And it is in that benediction that I'm going to minister from tonight. It is important that as he explained to us the different challenges that the church faces, at the end, he was in a place to encourage the church about their standing and who it is that we should trust. And it is from verse 24 of Jude that I'd like to take the topic. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. But the topic is present you faultless. That is the topic for tonight. And I know that this is gospel service, but when we think about what happened during this period, even as our mind goes back 2,000 years ago, we find out that on the Christian calendar, this is the most solemn period of the entire year. And what we experience over this month as a church, we want to give God thanks for taking us to a higher plane to cause us to understand what he has been through and the purpose for it. And so tonight, as we look on this passage here, Jude is saying to us, that he is able. We can trust him. We can trust the God that we serve. We can have full confidence in his ability. He is trustworthy. He is able. What is he able to do? What is he able to do? According to Jude, he is able to present, to, first of all, to keep us from falling, to keep us from falling, from losing our faith. Believers, as we fellowship together over this period of time, through these telephone lines, I can feel the pulse of the believers reaching out to a God that we have total confidence in worship, in prayer, in this, in the presentation of his word, the richness of the fellowship speaks volume. And I want to commend the brethren tonight for that steadfastness in our Lord Jesus. And Jude is saying to us that he is able to keep us from falling, from losing our faith. And not only that, Jude went on to say, and to present us faultless. To present you and I faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Think about that for a second, church. Think about you and think about me. And there is the confidence that we have in our Lord Jesus, his ability to keep us from falling, A, and to present us faultless, without any fault. There's another section of the Bible that says blameless. There's another section that says spotless. To present us pure before his majesty. What an honor. What an honor that we have received. Something we did not deserve. But our Lord Jesus has made it possible that you and I can be in this position, presenting us faultless. The Apostle Paul said, for I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I am persuaded. I am sold out to the fact that he has the ability to keep me, to keep you. The commitment that we have made, he is sold out to the fact that he is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. The Apostle Paul. And we supposed to have that same confidence tonight as we are closing out this Lenten period. It is, it, 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 conviction of the leadership of this church that we should exhort the brethren of their steadfastness in the God that we serve and in the confidence that is vested in him. I am so glad tonight for what we have received over this Lenten period. And as I said, I feel it coming through these lines as we fellowship together, realizing that we embrace the finished work of Calvary to the extent that we do. Bless the name of our God. And the Apostle Paul speaks to the same end, only that he presents it a little different. And there are three who's that he uses that we're going to look on briefly. Three who's that he uses in his presentation of explaining and presenting the ability of our Lord Jesus to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. He takes it in a different way, but means the same thing in these three who's that he presents. Let's look at Romans 8. Romans 8, starting at verse 34. Here is the first who, as he presented. Who is he that condemn? He declared, he asked a question. It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand. No, who is, let's go back to it again. Verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge? Listen to what it says there. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Just like what Jude was saying down there. Just like what Jude was describing down there, we are his elect. And he has the ability to keep us from falling. And so the Apostle Paul over here started out by saying, verse 33, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justify it. We will come back to the word justify in a little while. But here he is saying, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Jude is saying to us, he is able, regardless of who it is that question our relationship, regardless of who it is that try to put condemnation on our belief, regardless of who it is that wants to belittle us, regardless of who it is that want to look down and our relationship between us and God. The apostle is saying, who shall lay any charge? Of God's elect. Tonight I want to inform the church that the confidence that we have in God, the confidence we have in his ability should stabilize us, regardless of what the enemy threw at us. Let us keep right there, knowing that He is able to keep you and I from falling. Let's look on the other who. I was eager to get there. Verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? The apostle is asking this question on behalf of the church. And he's going somewhere. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. You tell me, all the news, all the opposition, all the finger pointing that comes at us from the enemy. At the end of the day, we need to ask our question, after all, which of them died for me? Which of them went to Calvary? Which of them suffered for me? It is Christ that died. It is Christ who has the ultimate right to condemn if he chooses. Nobody else. And Jude let us know. Jude let us know that he is able to keep. He is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. Regardless of what anybody might say, believers here tonight, our confidence is in him who is able. Therefore again, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. This is what Jude meant when he said he is able. Why is he able? Why? How is he so able? Because he is seated at the right hand of power. He is highly exalted. There is no other stage in power and rank that Jesus could have ever been. He is at the pinnacle, the seat of power, where decisions are made. And the Apostle Paul here is saying to us, he is not just there sitting down doing nothing. The Apostle Paul is telling us he is there making intercession for you and me. That is what Jude meant when Jude said he is able, because of where he is, his exalted position, to make sure that you and I, the relationship that we have with him, the commitment that we have made, remains intact. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! We have a representative at the highest place to take care of us. And don't get me wrong, saints. Don't get me wrong here tonight. It is possible that the believers might sin. It is possible that the believers might sin. But listen to what John said. John, in the epistle, 1 John 1, chapter 2 and verse 1. John writes and said to us, Little children, I write unto you that you sin not. But if you sin, lies the possibility of it happening. We have an advocate. Hallelujah. We have an advocate that is there making presentation on your behalf and on my behalf.
Hallelujah.
Jude said he is able. The apostle now is saying he is making intercession. John said he is our lawyer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we sin, which is a possibility. I want to, we are talking about here the assurance of our salvation, the security of our salvation. Hallelujah. Saints, don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Regardless of what the enemy threw at us, and we're going to see some of them in a little while. Regardless of what the enemy threw at us, don't lose heart, because we are trusting and serving one who is able, hallelujah, to keep us from falling. Let me read the third ooh here. Who shall separate us? That is verse 35, Romans chapter 8. The third ooh, as the apostle dig into his ability, dig into the relationship between us and him. He said here in verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And listen, this is what I hinted to you earlier, that things are going to happen, and things can happen to the believer. But when these things happen, we should not lose heart, because he who is able, hallelujah, he who is able, will keep us from falling. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Many of us are passing through tribulation. Or distress. Or persecution. Or famine. Our nakedness, our peril, our sword. The fact that we have a relationship with Jesus, we are learning now that it does not necessarily stop us from experiencing these challenges. Ask the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 11. Go there, read what the servant of God passes through. And yet shall he glorify himself in it, knowing that he is a child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am encouraging the brethren tonight because of this period we have passed through. And I believe Pastor Fiani, join with me here, that it is so important for us as leaders to strengthen the brethren during this tremendous time of spiritual feasts.
Amen.
As it is written, Psalms 44, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. And listen to verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are what? more than conqueror through him that loves us. Hallelujah. Behold, that the enemy chews at us. We are more than conquerors because he who is able is sitting at the seat of power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Supreme Court in this country is the highest court of the land. Every matter from a legal standpoint that creates disputes in this country, it is designed that the Supreme Court has the final say on it. Whatever the Supreme Court says is the law of the land. And Jesus is in the Supreme Court in heaven. Hallelujah. The highest body, the highest decision-making body. Hallelujah. He is there and he has your interest and he has mine. We have his backing. So Jude was able with confidence to say he is able. And Paul was able to say, I am persuaded. Hallelujah. And we tonight are able to say, we are convinced. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus is here to fight our battle and to keep us from falling.
Bless God.
So let me get back to justified. Paul said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. And it is here that I would like to make an appeal to my brother, my friend, who are not walking with the Lord at this time. My sister is here. That I'd like to make an appeal to you. Many of you are struggling. Many of you are struggling as to whether or not you should commit your life to the Lord. Many of you are saying, you don't want to turn back. You don't want to backslide. That's why you have not made that decision. To you, I am saying, if you are going to try to keep yourself, you have all right. You have all right to be concerned. But the minute you have surrendered your life to the Lord, you have placed yourself where Jude is addressing us tonight. He is able to keep you from falling. We are giving it to him. He is able to keep you from falling. And some of you might be saying, what I have done in my life, I don't know if the Lord will forgive me. Some of you might be saying, all these years I have mocked church. I have mocked the brethren, like what Jude has explained before he comes down to this. I have done all these things. I don't know if there's a place for forgiveness for me. I want to say to you tonight, 1,000 times, yes, there is that place of forgiveness. Look what justification means. Look what justification means here. When we think about what the apostle said in Romans chapter 3, 25 and 26. When you talk about justification, it means that regardless of almost sin that one has committed, no matter how much sin one has committed. In fact, when you look on the word that Jude used here in verse, let me just pick it up here. Jude used this word sensual. Yes, verse 19, Jude 1, verse 19. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit. When we think about Jude using that word, it means there is no restraint for sinning. No restraint for sinning. And the Bible tells me that God is able to save to the uttermost. In fact, the word tells us where sin, abound, grace did much more abound. Where sin abound, grace did much more abound. So when God look on you, and when God look on me, and when God look on those who are outside of the church, what we find is God applying justification. God applying justification to all of us. And what does that mean? We stand before God as if we never sinned. Being justified by faith, we have peace with the Lord Jesus Christ. So he has now, in doing so, becomes what? The just and the justifier. In that, on what condition could God declare you and me or anyone else holy and still remain righteous? How could God do that? How could a holy God declare a sinner righteous and still maintain his holiness? It is done on the basis of Jesus being our propitiation. Jesus is the one who appeased the wrath of God. Jesus is the one who satisfies the wrath of God and made it possible that in Jesus, he can forgive the sins of humanity and still remain holy, being the just and the justifier. We are justified by him, but he is declared just because his forgiveness is based upon the finished work of Calvary in Jesus. Hallelujah, saints. So you who might be thinking, how can I receive Jesus as Savior after what I have done? I am saying to you, this word, justification, Paul said, it is God that justifies. On the basis of that, you are declared holy before him. And you being declared holy tonight, you being declared holy, Jude is saying, he can keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Can you imagine that? Presenting you and me faultless before the throne. What an achievement. I've just read the passage here in this from this song. There was one who was willing to die in my stead, that a soul so unworthy like me might live. And the path of the cross, he was willing to tread, all the sin of my life to forgive. This Lenten period, saints, this Lenten period, friends, has elevated us, has blessed us, has lifted us to a new level in Christ, where we are seeing that Jude was confident enough to declare to you that he is able to present you and I faultless. Let's close off with this thought here from the apostle. Romans 8 again. Hear, strong, oh positive, oh firm. The apostle feel about the ability of our Lord to keep us from falling. Verse 38, Romans chapter 8, verse 38. For I am persuaded, here we go again. Here he uses this word again, the same word he uses in Timothy. Here he is using it again. I am sold out. I am convinced. I am overwhelmed with the thought because it's true. For I am persuaded, he said in verse 38, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Listen to that wide-ranging presentation there. Everything there, every area is covered. Every area is looked at where there might be the possibility of us falling. And he didn't stop. Listen to verse 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So believers tonight, what we have received from the Lord during this period of Lent here, let's give God the glory for it. Let's ask him to help us to continue to see him in new lights. Let's ask him to help us to be convinced about his ability to keep us from falling. Let's ask him to help us that we will stay in this position with him, to be presented faultless, blameless, spotless. And I'm saying to the brethren tonight, based on the word of God that we have before us, based on what Jude said here, and we read from what the Apostle Paul presented to us, you and I, the believers in Christ tonight, are before God spotless. Because John said, if we sin, we have an advocate. Immediately, he addresses that problem. So as to maintain our status before him. He is able, friends. He is able to present you and I faultless. Some are struggling. Some are not sure tonight whether or not they are saved. Oftentimes, people do ask this question, am I saved? Because the enemy tried to find ways for us to create doubt in the ability of our Lord. But it has not changed, regardless of how the enemy attack us. It does not change his ability to keep us from falling. And when you don't feel like you are there, that's the time that he is counting on you to remain steadfast. He has made the provision for you and me. And all we need to do is to trust him because he is able. Saints, we have been blessed this month. We have been blessed this month. Talking to some of you and hearing some of you from this telephone and enjoying the different services, I am satisfied in my spirit that God has visited this church during the course of Lent here. And our spirit is rejoicing for what God has done for us already. The sisters will put on the final touch on Sunday. And I look forward to it, as I said, because we are connected to a source whose ability is greater than any power exists anywhere in the world. And Jude said, he is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. Let me ask a question tonight. Because I believe, I just feel in my spirit that there is somebody here that is struggling. I just feel in my spirit there is somebody here that is struggling. But I'm glad for this benediction tonight from Jude, assuring us of who it is that we are connected to. Paul said, he is persuaded that he is able. We are saying tonight that we know he's able. And to you, we are extending this invitation to join us in saying that he is able. I don't know who might be here tonight struggling with the thought that you don't know whether or not you should go forward. I am saying to you, grab on to Jesus tonight. He is looking for you. Justification. He is ready to justify you. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Being justified by faith, we are standing before God as though we have never sinned. All our sin has been washed away based on the finished work of Calvary. And God has now become the just and the justifier of our faith. And if you are such a one tonight, can I hear you ask that we pray with you? That we pray with you. That you will be in this company as Jude described. Is able to keep us from falling. That's where God wants to get you. in this company where Jude said he's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. We want to get you into this bracket here. If you are here tonight and you're seeing the need for you to be saved, can I hear you say, pray for me that I might walk with the Lord? That I might see God in the light that I need to see him. That I might give him the glory and the praise that due to him, because he's worthy. Are you here tonight? Jude said he's able to keep you from falling. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he shed on our way. When we do his good will, he'll abide with us still. If we only but trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way. Hallelujah.
But to trust and obey.
Hallelujah. Brethren, hallelujah. For there is no other way. Brethren, tonight I want to say to the entire church congregation and our friends who are here that there is no other way. There is no other way. Jesus described, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. Jude said, he is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. Can you trust and obey tonight the Master who died on Calvary for us so that we can find the happiness, we can find the joy of salvation and continue to give him the glory? Trust and obey. One more time I'm going to make this appeal. You're here tonight and you'd like to start a life with Jesus. There is no other way. Only through Jesus. Can you say, pray for me that I might start this life with Jesus? The blessing we have received through this Lenten service, the blessing we have received through this period, many people put away smoking. Many people put away drinking. Many people put away different habits that they considered contrary to the period of Lent. But some of them are going to take them back up after the Lenten period is finished. My heart desire is that they would not. But the way to guarantee that you don't is to start walking with Jesus. You heard me mention on Sunday that I was trapped in the tobacco prison. I was a big smoker. But that Sunday night, when I met Jesus at the altar. Bless God. He opened that prison door and he let me out. The grave went away. Something happened. I'm saying to you, he has the ability tonight to change your life.
Praise his name.
Trust and obey. Let us pray. Father, we worship you.
Yes, Lord.
We want to say thanks to you, Lord. What you did for us on Calvary that changed the entire landscape of humanity. Show us a new path, the path of righteousness. And now, oh, you have refreshed us as a church over this Lenten period. How much you have enlightened our spirit to behold the goodness of God and the things that you have done for us. We want to say thanks tonight. But God, as a church, we remember those who are not able to say what we are saying because they have not made that decision to serve you. I pray tonight that by the blessed Holy Spirit, you will move on the heart of those who might be listening and have not made up their mind, and cause them to see you, Lord. I am lifted up and your train fills the temple. And to realize that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And to come into the kingdom where they can be protected, as Jude declared. That you, Lord, have the ability to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. We pray for them tonight as a church. And we want to thank you for the blessing we have received through the Spirit. And to give you the glory that you deserve. Help us, Lord, that this will not wear off, but we will go from glory to glory in the Lord. We look to you for the service on Sunday as we close off this Lenten period. That you will be glorified, that you will be lifted up through our sisters, and you will bless us, Lord, as a church family. This we say thanks in Jesus' name.